تبسم 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 تبسم
تبسم تبسم وخل الهموم وخل الغموم وخل الضجر ولا تبتئس من صروف الزمان ولا تشتكي من طعون البشر
Allah Ta'ala yakulu fi muhkam tanzili. And know well that Allah Subhanahu says in the Holy Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. We are now fasting in the month of Ramadan. Allah says in the Quran, Shahru Ramadan, the month of Ramadan is the month wherein Allah has revealed the Quran. Allahu Akbar. The Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan. On Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. And this particular night, Allah has given only to this ummah. Khayrun min alfi shahr. Because of the greatness of the Quran, Allah has given us every year, there's one particular night in the month of Ramadan that is considered to be better than 1,000 months, more than 83 years. So whatever you do in that particular night is considered by Allah. Allah will reward you the day of Qiyamah as if you have done good deeds for more than 83 years. Allahu Akbar. Hudan linnas. Allah says in this Quran that we've revealed in the month of Ramadan is a guidance for all of mankind. Ayyuhal ahibba, my beloved ones, ifhamu kalam Allah jayyidan. Please have a good understanding of the words of Allah. Ba'dama amarana bisiyam. After Allah subhanahu has commanded us to fast the month of Ramadan, and Allah explained that the reason why I've made the fasting compulsory in the month of Ramadan, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you can become of the muttaqeen, the best people. Allah wants all of us to be of the best people, the people of piety, people of taqwa. And then Allah mentioned this ayah, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل في القرآن, to confirm that it is impossible to become of the muttaqeen if you are not connected to the Quran. Allahu Akbar. Now please, Jamaat Muslim, let us follow again, because this is a crucial point. Allah says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. And then soon after that Allah says, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of Ramadan is a month wherein Allah has revealed the Quran to make sure that we understand If you want to become of the muttaqeen, you must be connected to the Quran. Listen to what Allah says right at the beginning of the Quran. Immediately after Surah Al-Fatiha, Allah says, Alif Lam Mim, ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. This book, this great book, لا ريب فيه, there's no doubt in the book of Allah. And then Allah says, and this book is a guidance for the people of taqwa. Look at the connection of the Quran, and if you want to become of the muttaqin. My beloved ones, the Quran, being the word of Allah, is the most precious book on the face of the earth. It is worthwhile to repeat that statement. The Quran is the word of Allah, and it is the most precious book on the face of the earth. It is more valuable than anything else in our possession. In our possession. Sometimes there's something valuable, but it's not in our possession. It belongs to somebody else. But the most valuable thing that Allah has given us in our possession, is the Holy Quran. It is the message and the official communication between Allah and us. The official communication. Communication directly from Allah to us. أيها الأحباء, نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يعفونا لتقصيرنا وإهمالنا نهوى القرآن المجيد. My dear beloved ones, we ask Allah subhanahu to forgive us and pardon us for our shortcomings and our negligence regarding the Holy Quran. But this is the time and this is the month to change things around. The month of Ramadan is here for us to reform and to renew. So this is the time. There's no better time to change things around where the Quran is concerned. And that we make that crucial decision to make more time for the Quran. And to show more love and respect and concern for the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jamaatul Muslimin, I want to draw your attention to a question that Allah's asking. And Allah's asking the question to each one of us, to each and every Muslim. أَلَمْ يَعْلِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Isn't it time for the believers to connect their hearts with the Quran? Listen to the words that Allah is using. The hearts, not only the mouth, not only reading, to connect your heart. Isn't it time? And how are we going to respond? It will be qillatul adab. It will be disrespectful not to respond to Allah. You, my dear brother and sister, you must now say in your heart, after you've heard the question that Allah has revealed in the month of Ramadan to you and to me, you must now say in your heart, oh Allah, I am going to respond immediately. I am going to connect my heart with the Quran, ya Allah. That is proper respect to Allah. خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. The best of you is he who learns the Quran and he who teaches the Quran to others. The best of you are those who learn the Quran and those who teaches the Quran to others, say, O beloved Nabi Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Furthermore, my dear beloved ones, all males and females, young and old, who are associated with the Quran, who are involved with the Quran, who are connected to the Quran, are referred to as the family of Allah. And they are referred to as the special servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is an honor given to no other in the history of mankind. Allahu Akbar. This honor has not been given to anybody else, only to the ummah of Sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And listen to what the Nabi Muhammad said. Inna lillahi ahlina minan nas. Verily, from amongst mankind, there are those who are Allah's family. Qalu, man hum ya Rasulallah? The Sahaba then asked, who are these people, O Messenger of Allah? And our beloved Nabi Muhammad replied, hum ahlul Quran, ahlullah wa khasatuhu. They are the people of the Quran. They are the family of Allah. Now what does it mean? It is a known fact. Allah's got no family. Subhanallah. Glory be to Allah. Allah's got no children. Allah's got no brothers and sisters. Astaghfirullah. Allah's got no mother and father. Kul huwa Allahu ahad. Allah is alone. Allah is unique. But just imagine the people that are associated with the Quran and connected to the Quran and love the Quran and read the Quran and memorize the Quran. They are considered to be the family of Allah. وَخَاسَتُهُ. And they are the most special people in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not just another Jumu'ah. This is a Jumu'ah that you must decide from today onwards. You're not going to waste your time anymore. You are going to be connected to the Quran. This is a crucial decision. Life is all about making the right decision. Gone are the days when we look at sports and soapies and films whole day and whole night and no time for the Quran. Our beloved Nabi Muhammad said, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ الْقُرْآنُ فِي وَادٍ وَهُمْ فِي وَادٍ غَيْرُهُ. A time will come on my people. They will be on the one side of the world and the Quran will be on the other side of the world. Far away. What does it mean? They've got no time for the Quran. Please, Muslims of South Africa, get involved and associated with the Quran in a serious way, in a determined way. Turn your house around to a house of the Quran. Allahu Akbar. Turn your house around to a house of the Quran. Teach your children to love the Quran. My dear mothers and fathers and grandfathers and grandfathers and mothers, did you realize that this is the advice of our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? One of the things that you need to teach your children, says Rasulullah, teach them to love the Quran. And teach them to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just imagine you have children that love Allah, that love Rasulullah and love the Quran. They don't love Michael Jackson and Whitney Houston and all these singers. They love the Quran. They can't go wrong. It is your responsibility. It is your duty. And it is highly possible. Children are beautiful. They have been born with a natural instinct to love Allah. They are born with a natural instinct to love Rasulullah. They are born with a natural instinct to love the book of Allah. It is you, the parents, that's going to take them further, inshallah. Beloved mothers and fathers, and grandmothers and grandfathers, I always include the grandmothers and grandfathers, because don't think that you are excluded. No, you are the grandfather, the grandmother, the big father, the big mother. You must also take responsibility. You play an important role in the upbringing of your grandchildren. Grandchildren are naturally close to the grandparents. Wallahi. So, mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers, make sure that at least one of your children or grandchildren are going to learn to become Hafiz al-Quran. Mawlana Ali Gauder made a powerful and a profound statement. He says, every child must be given the opportunity to memorize the Holy Quran. Allahu Akbar. With the memorization of the Quran, Allah's going to protect you. Allah's going to protect the family. Allah's going to protect the community. The people in the Gaza, in Palestine, please make dua for them. But look at their understanding. A few years ago, they say they're going to teach their children, most of their children, to learn Hafiz al-Quran. You know why? Because they say this is the understanding of the Quran. And this ayah in particular, Allah says, "Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidun." We have revealed the Quran and we will preserve the Quran. Now their understanding is, if we are going to memorize the Quran, then Allah is going to preserve us. Allahu Akbar. Allah is going to preserve us. Honorable brothers and sisters, this is my special appeal. I want to say it with tears in my eyes. This is a special appeal. Please support those people who teach our children the memorization of the Quran. Please support and help those children, young girls and young boys that are memorizing the Quran, sitting whole day, spending hours of the night to memorize the Quran. Be their support. Help them. Make dua for them. Encourage them. So the appeal is for each and everyone. If we are not Hafiz al-Quran, that we can play a major role. And we help these Hafiz schools and these teachers and those children with a niyyah that Allah must consider us also to be of the family of Allah. Because our concern for the Quran, our love for the Quran. I'm saying again, all of us, we're not Hafiz al-Quran, but we can support and help to make sure that our children are going to memorize the Quran. They are the future leaders of this community. Just imagine if most of our children become Hafiz al-Quran. What a community will we have in the future? Allahu Akbar. And not only memorize the Quran, they live by the Quran. They've got the character of the Quran. Now, what Muslim, part of the special appeal is that we support the Hafiz institutions in South Africa, wherever they are. If the people of the, if Rasulullah says, the best of you are those who learn the Quran and teach it to others, then we must make sure that these institutions must be the best institutions. They must have the best of facilities, so that these children become the best leaders for the ummah of Sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So at Muslim, I also want to add that one of our very successful institutions in Cape Town and in South Africa is Jamiatul Qura. And I want to say in honor of one of our great fathers of this community, Sheikh Yusuf Bulli, who was the founder of Jamiatul Qura. And Allah has honored him. The reason, one of the reasons why this school is so successful, because Sheikh Yusuf Bulli had the concern and the love and had a great concern that people must read the Quran correctly. He was very strict. And Allah has granted, alhamdulillah, that the institution that he has established is one of the successful and most successful institutions of of Cape Town in South Africa, alhamdulillah. So give your support to the institutions. Give your support to Jamiatul Qura. I also want to make note that last year we had a pledge line for Jamiatul Qura. I was part of the people on ITV. And this year, inshallah, the 19th of July, remember that date, the 19th of July, after the Taraweeh Salah in Makkah, there will be again a pledge line for Jamiatul Qura. The appeal is to all South African Muslims to support. Make it, the support last year was very overwhelming. We make dua that this year must be even more successful, inshallah. Ayyuhal Ahibba, unfortunately, my beloved ones, our time is almost out. And remember, soon, very soon, Malak al-Maut is going to knock on your door and say to you, your time is out. Your time is over. So may Allah grant us that we make this Ramadan the best Ramadan ever. Because no one in the masjid, young and old, has got any guarantee that you will be still alive the next Ramadan. So make it the best Ramadan ever. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, and make sincere tawbah to Allah. Cry in front of Allah for our wrongdoings. Don't say, by the way, astaghfirullah wa tubu ilay. I cry for Allah forgiveness, I ask Allah forgiveness, and may Allah give me tawbah. No, ask with tears in your eyes, Ya Allah, please forgive me, Ya Allah, for all my wrongdoings. I regret, nadimtu, I regret what I've done of wrong, Ya Allah. Anta tawwab, you are the most of forgiving, you are tawwab. You will never refuse any repentance. And that is the truth. Listen to what our beloved Nabi Muhammad says. At-ta'ibu min dhanbihi kaman la dhanba lahu. A person that returns and repents of his sins. By Allah, it is as if he has never ever done anything wrong. Clean. Because he came back to Allah. Sincerely. And our beloved Nabi Muhammad says, Kullu bini Adam khatta'un wa khayru khatta'in at-tawbun. Each and every child of Nabi Adam makes mistakes and wrongdoings and evil doings. But the best of them are those who return to Allah. Jamaat Muslimin, as you know, for the last 25 years, I remind you that if you are negligent with the salah, please come back to Allah. Thank Allah that you are still here. Just imagine if Allah had to take you away before today and you will still neglectful with the salah. The famous hadith that you know, I'm just reminding. The Nabi Muhammad says, any person that leaves this world whilst he or she was neglectful with the salah, Allah don't want to see you the day of Qiyamah. Allah is not interested in all your good deeds. You could have gone for Hajj every year. You could have given millions to the poor, but because of your negligence of the salah, the malaika will come and tell you and speak to you. Allah don't want to speak to you. And they will tell you your place is there with the kuffar and with the worst of kuffar. So, what we mean, I also want to end off again. We haven't heard from Rasulullah for a long time the guarantee to the Jannah. You know, and I repeat it every week, but alhamdulillah, I'm excited. I'm very excited to say it to you again. Because it comes from the best leader ever, our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the words of Rasulullah are more valuable than all the money in the world. Rasulullah says, Idmanu li sittan adman lakumul jannata. Guarantee for me six, and I will guarantee you the Jannah. أوفوا إذا أهدتم, carry out your promise, the first one. أصدقوا إذا حدثتم, guarantee for me you'll speak the truth. That will be part of your guarantee to the Jannah. The third one, Rasulullah says, carry out your responsibilities. I always remind my honorable brothers, one of your responsibilities is to look after your wife, to honor your wife, to respect your wife, to love your wife. The fourth one, Rasulullah says, حَافِذُوا فُرُوجَكُمْ, guarantee for me you're going to protect your private parts. The fifth one, and this is a crucial one, because many of us, we are victims, or not victims, we are perpetrators. Rasulullah says, guarantee for me you're going to lower your gaze. Don't look at haram. The pornography is easily available. There are so many Muslims looking at pornography. Allow me to say, sis, astaghfirullah. In front of Allah, you're looking at pornography and Allah's looking at you. Rasulullah says, you guarantee for me, you're going to lower your gaze. You're going to protect your eyes from haram. That will be part of your guarantee to the Jannah. Allahu Akbar. And the last one, the Nabi Muhammad says, guarantee for me, you're going to keep your family together. Keep your family together. How can you not talk to your own brother, your own sister, your own cousin, your own family, your own neighbor, your own friend? No, Jamaat al-Muslimin. We are in the month of Ramadan, the month of mercy, the month of forgiveness. Whatever you've done of wrong, 100 times, 1,000,000 times, Allah will forgive you. Why can't you forgive? So you keep your family together if you are prepared to forgive and overlook. You keep your family together if you've got the correct understanding that all your family members, they are human beings. They're not malaika. They're not prophets. They are like you, full of mistakes and wrongdoings. So forgive them. You guarantee for me, you keep your family together, I will guarantee you the Jannah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. We end off with a bit of speech. Allah says in the Quran, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. If we had to reveal this Quran on the mountains, you would have seen the mountains crumble into pieces, humbling itself, crumbling into pieces out of respect and honor and fear for the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالِ Allah says, we give you these type of examples. Huh? Allah give these type of examples for us. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ So that we can contemplate and ponder. Ya salam. Jamaat al-Muslimin, so once again, may Allah grant us a Ramadan Kareem. A generous Ramadan. A Ramadan full of khair and barakah. And may Allah grant us, as we meet every week, that we will meet in the Jannah and enter the door of Rayyan. The one of the 8 doors of the Jannah is only prepared for the people, for the Ummah of Rasulullah, who have fasted the month of Ramadan. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad.
تبسم تبسم وخل الهموم وخل الغموم وخل الضجر